The Lord showed me an image of a plumb line. And the Lord said, I control the direction of the plumb line. My plumb line can move horizontal, can move vertical, can move to the north, to the west, to the east, point straight up in the air. It could point directly to you. There's no limit to the direction of my plumb line, because I am Father Jehovah. I created everything that you see, everything that you touch, everything that is, everything that will be. Be prepared, be wise, be in line with the plumb line of Jehovah. To some of you, this is confusing. To those who are in the Word, to those who are focused on their God, Jehovah, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, know exactly what I'm saying. They are the mature Christians. What I said is very simple, but to man it's very complex. All wisdom comes from God. All evil comes from Satan. To understand the ways of God, you have to be following God, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and me, Jehovah. To understand evil, you have to be following Satan. It's not hard to understand which God you are following. Whether your God is Satan, whether your God is Jehovah, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, they will give you a plumb line, and that plumb line will direct you to the path of righteousness or to the path of the pit of hell. The choice is yours. Whatever direction my plumb line points, whether it's vertical, whether it's horizontal, whether it's to the right, to the left, it always leads you to heaven, to the throne of God. If you follow the plumb line of the devil, it's a one-directional plumb line. It leads you to damnation, to the pit of hell, to everlasting suffering. Do you get the picture? Do you understand my words? This is a short lesson on the plumb line. It's direct. It's clear. It's pointed. If you're on the right path. If you don't understand what I've said, you're in trouble. To say the least. Better open that Bible. You better read it from the beginning to the end. And when you're finished, you better read it again. And when you're finished, you better read it again. You better find out where you're going. Or let's say, which plumb line you are following. Or which plumb line you are looking at. No matter what direction the plumb line of God is pointing, it's always towards the direction of heaven. You have to follow the road that is narrow, but you have to find the road first before you can follow it. I hear the term, name it and claim it. This man-made term comes from the unwise. It comes from the people who don't understand the Bible. It comes from the lost. Are you following the plumb line I just told you? You claim what you want. I decide whether I'll listen. The authority belongs to God, Jehovah, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. You can claim all the blessings you want, but if you're not on my plumb line, I don't know you. You can claim all you want. All you will get is the back of my hand. this goes for the leadership, the so-called wise men of Christ, who are so busy patting themselves on their behinds because the devil is ready to kick them in the pit of hell on their tender spots. Do you get my picture? It is clear. It is direct. There's a lot of false teaching in the body of Christ these days. 99% of it is wrong. The reason I say that is because people twist the Bible to suit their purposes. Secondly, they don't read the Bible from beginning to end. They jump around to justify their name it and claim it, to justify their doctrine, to justify their pocketbooks. The wise are humble, and the humble I will take to heaven. Preachers and evangelists like to pump up people. I like to get them excited. They think they're doing them a favor. They think they're bringing them to God. If you believe you have to pump somebody up to bring them to God, you're following the wrong plumb line. If you cannot go to a brother humbly, meekly, with a pure heart, and preach the gospel of God, you got a problem. There's no theatrics in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no theatrics in the Lord Jehovah. There's no theatrics in the Holy Spirit. For we are God. What we say gets done correctly, clearly, and to the point. We don't have to entertain people. We don't have to amuse people. We don't have to buy people. We don't have to con people. The Word of God is enough. Whether it's through signs and wonders, whether it's through the breaking of the body of the Spirit that is caused by hearing the Word of God, whatever the manner, whatever the shape, it's the Word of God. It's not how you pretend it to be. It's not like what you want it to be. It is what it is. It has always been what it was before you even existed. You don't have to sugarcoat it. You don't have to fan it with a fan. You don't have to stand on one thumb. You don't have to wear big fancy hairdos. You don't have to drive a big car. You don't have to wear jewelry. You don't have to wear neon lights. You don't have to pretend you're sexy. The Word of God has done what the Word of God said. Plainly, simply, directly, to the point. If you were a preacher or evangelist that is following that path, you'd be visiting Satan very soon. Do you get my word clearly and directly to the point? If you are a follower of a preacher, evangelist, pastor who projects these mannerisms that are ungodly, I'll state that again. They are ungodly. They are bad made. They are bait of Satan. For I know my sheep, and they know me. I don't have to entertain them. I do give them signs and wonders through the power of the Holy Spirit. But when they see my signs and wonders, they know it is God, because they've read the Bible, because they have a personal relationship with me, not their evangelist, not their meetings, not their organizations. Do you get my picture? Do you understand my words? The power presence of God is very clear. It's very direct. A lot of you are following Satan. Think you're following God. that even Satan himself trembles at my words. Do you get that picture? Do you understand what I have said? Even Satan trembles at my words. Now make up your mind. Who do you want to follow? Satan or me? Jehovah, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. A lot of pastors, a lot of evangelists are going to get mad at this word. But what do I care if they get mad? I'll do to them what I'm going to do to the devil. Do you get my picture? Do you understand my words? Read that Bible from beginning to end, and you'll understand what I just said. The power of God is infinite. The power of God belongs to God. It doesn't belong to evangelists. It doesn't belong to anyone. Though I do use people in mighty ways, but the power is mine. Do you get that picture? So much for your lecture today on the plumb line. I can see the red eyes of certain leaders right now. I can see their anger. Their day will come when they look at me eye to eye, and we'll see how angry they get when they're in my presence. We'll see. Are you listening to me, you red-eyed pastors and evangelists? Did you hear what I said clearly and to the point? We'll see if you'll do a dance to my face. We'll see if you prophesize to me, how you can deem it and claim it when you're in my presence and I have my thumb on top of your head. So be it. So be it. So be it. Four. 10:56 on the 23rd of June, 1996. Over.